Right now, we're joined by a very special guest, Ben Dudley, Executive Director of Free Guitars for Kids. We're going to talk a little bit about Free Guitars for Kids and an event we got going on Monday, October 6th. But we'll chat all about that as through our conversation here. Ben, welcome to the show. Can you hear me? Everything sounding good?
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you. So I've been recently introduced to you over email. Please tell us about Free Guitars for Kids. I would guess that you give free guitars to kids.
Man, you nailed it. You nailed it. Yeah, our name is a little tricky for people. They can't quite figure it out. But no, we believe that the guitar is more than an instrument. You know, it's really a vessel for life. It's a way for kids to gain confidence and creativity and connection. And sadly, our country, we seem to not value the arts, and a lot of funding has been cut from the arts and from music education. And so if you don't have access through school to try an instrument, there's just so many kids that don't have extra money that their families are just struggling to make ends meet. And so because we love the guitar, we have decided to give away as many guitars as we can all across the country. And so in the last 3 years, we've given away over 3,000 guitars and 23 states and 3 countries, and yeah, we're not going to stop. We love it.
That's incredible. You know, I'll tell you my own personal story real quick, but I got introduced to the guitar by total chance. I was just sent to spend a couple of weeks with an aunt in Kansas when I was a young teenager, and she happened to be a music teacher, and I was not in, like, I don't know, whatever big city is in Kansas. I was in a very small town in Kansas. So there's nothing to do but learn music from my music teacher aunt. But it, you know, started a lifelong thing with the guitar. And it is an incredible tool to kind of help people discover themselves. And you make a lot of connections when you play music because you want to play music with other people. So I think that's a really cool mission. I know that I wouldn't have my job in radio without having been introduced to it at a young age. So I think it's cool.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, no, there's so many benefits of a guitar. People often ask, well, what about other instruments? Like, yeah, all instruments are great. We just happen to think that a guitar is like, it's something you can take with you, and it's very personal. Like, you can bang on it when you're mad. You can, you know, you can hug it when you're sad, and it's something that's a companion. And it does bridge those relationships, because you show up and anytime there's a guitar leaning against the wall and you can play it, then all of a sudden you become the cool person at the party that's like, you know, hey, play us a song, or, you know, campfire or whatever. I mean, it's just, it goes with you everywhere you go. It becomes a part of your identity in a way, you know. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And we are here to talk about an event as well that ties into Free Guitars for Kids. You're partnering with Bloodworks Northwest on Monday, October 6th. Oh, and My Voice Music. That's how we got connected. Can you tell us a bit about this event and how it kind of ties into the work you do with Free Guitars for Kids?
Yeah, we're really pumped about this month. It's the Bloodworks Northwest is doing I think it's the third year to do the Music is in Our Blood campaign. And what they've found is that people who love music are people that are empathetic and would also give blood. And so they've decided to highlight and champion other stories that are happening as a way to connect people to giving blood, because blood's so important. And in the same way that, like, music runs through our veins and it's like a part of who we are. I mean, literally, like, every one of us has a heartbeat, and that is music, right? That beat is music. And without that beat, it's got to have something to pump right through, and that's the blood. And believe it or not, we need like 1,000 blood donors a day to meet the demand of how much blood is needed out there. So we're so pumped, because this month, both in Seattle and in Portland, we're going to give away 100 guitars to several different nonprofits in the community that work with kids. And so for every time somebody donates blood, up to 100, we're going to donate a guitar. So, you know, we're doing a blood drive coming up on Monday. That's this coming Monday, October 6th, over at the My Voice Music building, which is on Southeast Stark Street, 8911 Southeast Stark. And I'm sure we'll have all the details. You know, you can go online and find all that stuff on Bloodworks Northwest website or My Voice Music website. But yeah, we're super pumped, because I think that day up to 46 people can sign up. And it's really needed. Just like, I mean, I know it seems silly, but like, we think music is like an essential part of life. Like, we need it to survive. And, you know, like, the facts are out there. You kind of need blood to survive also, right? Like, yeah. It's just, you got to have it. So, yeah, we're pumped about this.
Cool. Are you going to, you know, is there the opportunity to get like a famous person's blood, like Keith Richards would famously do these blood?
Yeah, I don't know. I think when you give blood, it's it's anonymous. Okay. But they match you up by your blood type, not by the celebrity person you want to blood from.
Maybe a tasteless joke about Keith Richards, but
he does seem to have some kind of magic serum going on. I don't know what's going on there.
For sure. So people can sign up in advance to give blood at the event. You know, you can go to myvoicemusic.org to find out information about that. I believe is that where you want to direct people, or where can people go?
Yeah, honestly, like if you go to the bloodworksnorthwest.org, that's the best place to go, and then you can find the My Voice Music spot through that. Yeah,
cool. And then so this is an effort to kind of help raise that a blood drive, as it were, to get people in there. And then there's another event, and maybe kind of help me understand a little bit how the guitars get into the hands of kids, because you partner with other organizations very often, other music organizations, to kind of help identify kids that would need, need the guitars?
So our whole philosophy is we want to be a catalyst to help get more kids playing guitar. And so when we started thinking about free guitars for kids, we had a couple of options. One was, well, let's start a program and we'll go into cities across the country and let's go find mentors and we'll rent a building and then we'll have to have staff to manage the guitar teachers and then we'll have to pay all those people and then we'll have to manage all those people. And then we started thinking about it. It's like, you know what? There's a Boys and Girls Club. There's a Trillium Family Services. There's a Friends of Noise. There's a, you know, My Voice Music. There's a after school program in every city in the country. I mean, like literally there are amazing people mentoring and supporting kids, and that infrastructure already exists. And so for us, it's like, why wouldn't we just partner and take advantage of this amazing mentoring network that is throughout our country? I mean, all these groups that support kids, I've been in the nonprofit world for a long time. I know how hard it is to find the resources, to find the grants. And like, if you win a grant, you have to submit all these paperwork and you spend like $5,000 of the $6,000 you win just writing and reporting on the grant you get. You know, it's just such a slug. So we decided couple things. One, we're not going to reinvent the wheel. The mentoring network exists. So let's just go and support that. And then two, we're just going to err on the side of extreme generosity. And so when we partner with people, one of my favorite things is talking to the partners and they're like, well, we get free guitars and we get to give them to our kids. And they're like, yeah. And they're like, what do we have to do? And we're like, nothing. Just love on the kids and give them the guitars. And they're like, what? But what about the grant? Like, you don't have to do a grant. What? Like, we just want to practice generosity. You just see our culture seems to be shy, gun shy about giving. And so we just want to model what it means to just give freely without expectations of things in return. And hopefully our example and our model will encourage more people to give, because honestly, for us, the more money we raise, the more guitars we can give away. It's that simple. We only have 2 people on our staff. We're running nationwide programming because we just leverage the existing things that happen. So, you know, I feel like a donation to Free Guitars for Kids goes a long way, because it's really truly getting a guitar into the hands of a kid.
Awesome. And then so there's also an event on the 13th that you're doing as kind of an example of that in action with My Voice Music. And I believe Friends of Noise is going to be there, and Trillium, who you mentioned, right? What's going on there?
Yeah, so that's a day for a couple of things. It's like an open house for My Voice Music. It's a way to celebrate the blood drive of coming together, the community rallying behind this idea that we all need to give blood. And then what's going to be really fun is that day we're going to give away 24 guitars to 24 special kids. And so It's kind of going to be a celebration of like, hey, you're worthy. You're a cool kid, and you deserve the chance to try something hard and try something new. And so some of these kids might have played before. A lot of them are going to be brand new to the guitar. And honestly, like, we don't believe that every guitar we give away is going to make a new guitar player. But we do know it's going to say and communicate to every single kid we give a guitar to that they're valued, that they're loved, and that they're worthy of a gift, and they're worthy of someone seeing in them that potential. So many kids these days just don't think that they're deserving of anything. And that's a hard way to live, go through life. And so we want every kid to know that they're a unique person that can make an impact in the world.
Yeah, that's incredibly meaningful on its own, isn't it? And that'll be those are probably pretty cool events to like see kids receive that gift and light up.
Yeah, so definitely if you're around November 13th, it's from 4 to 6. It's an open house over at the My Voice Music. And then we will have all the details on our website as well, which is FG, the number 4K, which stands for Free Guitars for Kids, fg4k.org. And so you can find all the details about this, the blood drive on October 6th, the open house on November 13th. And if there's any Seattle listeners, we got stuff going on all month long at Top Pot Donuts all throughout Seattle.
Cool. I can see our website's metrics, and there's some people that listen to X-Ray from Seattle, just saying.
Yeah. I mean, hey, we need you. You go in, you get a donut, you give some blood, everybody wins.
Absolutely. Well, it's very cool. It's a really cool mission. I like the approach of kind of streamlining it to working in a nonprofit. I can say it's easy for mission creep to happen, and then all of these things are going on, and it's nice to be really focused in that. So great job, I should say.
Hey, thanks. Thanks.
And thank you for doing it. That's Ben Dudley, Executive Director of Free Guitars for Kids. We've been chatting about their event on Monday, 10-6, where you can give blood because blood is needed and music is in our blood. And it's also a goal to kind of help get some guitars in kids' hands. Ben, is there anything that we didn't talk about that you wanted to chat about here on the air today, or anything you want to say while you have the radio?
I mean, Chase, I'm just curious. You talked about getting to play your guitar in Kansas. Do you remember what your first guitar was that you played? Do you remember what it was?
So the whole thing started because my aunt was a music teacher, and she had an old guitar in her basement. So she took me like into town to get it restrung.
Nice.
So I played that for a couple of weeks. I don't really remember what it was. It was an acoustic guitar. And then I came back home, and I got maybe a couple of months later, because I was over there in the summer, so my birthday's in August, I got a birthday gift of a guitar. Another acoustic, and I don't remember the brand of that. It was another very kind of entry level acoustic guitar, and I've had plenty since then. That's kind of how it got started.
Well, I mean, it's such a core memory for people when they get to touch a guitar for the first time and interact with that. You know, it's like you remember going to Kansas, going down the basement, going to the shop, and getting the strings put on it, and then like, what'd you want for your first birthday present? You know, it's. There's something about the guitar that's just magical. It lights people up. And in our culture these days, you know, so much of music is electronic, and it's on the screen. And there's something so cool we think about getting a real instrument in a kid's hands where they can feel it, they can touch it, they can interact with it. It's responsive. You know, like if you bang it hard, it's going to yell back at you. But if you barely touch it, it's going to whisper. And so we're just so pumped about the ability to give guitars away, and about this opportunity to, and we're just really grateful to Bloodworks Northwest for highlighting and giving us the chance to shine through this campaign, in partnership with them, and to tell our story about giving guitars away all over the country. And so we're just really grateful to Bloodworks Northwest, and we really just want to encourage people, be generous. You know, every one of us has it in us to give, whether that's giving money, hopefully giving blood. We can all do that. People are scared of it sometimes, but it's not hard. You just lay down, you barely feel the knee. I mean, you barely feel it, if you feel it at all. The things are anymore that they're so sharp, you don't even know that they go in. And then they give you like a snack, and you just get to hang out for a few minutes and eat some crackers or a cookie, and then you're like, oh, that was, you know, what, that was a great hour. I feel like I made a difference. And it's because you did, right? And so every one of us can be generous and give. So find your way today. Find a way to give to somebody. Our world needs more generous people. So please find your path to being generous.
That's so well said. I don't want to try and follow up. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Chase.
It's been a pleasure to have you. People can go check out Free Guitars for Kids. That's fg4k.org to find out more. And I should say thank you to Trent from My Voice Music for hooking us up. They do great work connecting kids to music as well. So a shout out to them. You're listening to X-Ray FM. Stay tuned. I'll be back in a few minutes with some new music before we get to Tom Hartman at 9:06.